Newsom says there is a break-the-glass scenario to ensure Dems move forward in CA gubernatorial race. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 16, 2026. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., shared that there was a break-the-glass scenario in order to ensure that Democrats running for governor in the state move forward in the race. During a press conference on Thursday regarding the state's budget, Newsom suggested that there may be a contingency plan in order to prevent Democrat candidates running to replace him as governor from being locked out of the primary, Politico reported. Per the outlet, the top two vote-getters regardless of party go into the general election. You've spoken about accountability. Do you think Democrats will hold you accountable for standing by this principled neutrality by withholding your endorsement in this non-possible scenario where two Republicans take the ticket? A reporter asked. My focus has been making sure that doesn't happen, Newsom responded. I've exercised, not just a focus, but I've exercised through some action efforts to encourage that doesn't happen by making my case, and will continue to make my case. I do not see that scenario taking place. We all have agencies. We can shape the future. There's still a lot, look, I've said this before, so I'll repeat it. I don't anticipate this need to be the case. But there is a break-the-glass scenario, Newsom continued. There's many people that have a deep understanding of what it would be, like if Democrats were locked out, and we're going to do everything to make sure that doesn't happen. Newsom's comments come as a recent Emerson College polling / Inside California Politics poll conducted between May 9 to 10, 2026, of 1,000 likely primary voters, found that former Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, under the Biden administration Xavier Becerra, received 19% of support from respondents' state's gubernatorial primary election. Republican candidate Steve Hilton and Democrat candidate Tom Steyer both received 17% of support, while Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, R., received 11% of support. Former Representative Katie Porter, DCA, received 10% of support.